arrange stage staging glass and with any negatively large energy state. So there is no ground state. This is first, and then more essential, maybe for your assignment, correctly, one should put this in two equations. Psi p, there should be minus p vector. You have p vector minus, and same for psi w, we have minus. I will repeat. So just put here minus p minus, and here there is no for ground state in the back. Now, so main point is that we hopefully now understand better what we should do in theories like Dirac field. So in this toy model, this is a description. We can now, as I said, I introduced heat field right there. Now we can return back to Dirac theory, where I introduced also B tilde, but we have infinitely large number of particles with different spin and momentum, right? So we have not one like in this toy model, but infinitely many. And in this case, back to your idea. So we have again this guy, and definition of the vacuum, like in this case, it annihilates all tilde annihilation operators. Now I introduce first time the tilde. Oh, okay. You see? So it's annihilates, and in the term, in terms of, sorry, original B. So in this example, in this simple example, right, or tilde is nothing else but our, not tilde, but usual B dagger that vacuum, and this guy with negative energy. In our case, this guy would be written formally at least in this way. So we consider all states with negative energy should be now filled. So this is E R dagger. So now all states, this vacuum, real vacuum, is lowest energy, can be considered as state in which all states with negative energy RP, like, and because of that, it has, you can see, infinitely large, but with minus contribution. So this is real vacuum. But in sports, we could forget about this B and work only with those tilde. And because we will forget about B, in sports, we will use so now B tilde dagger will go just B dagger. This R, Q, R, Q, and of course B dagger R, Q goes to usual B. So we forget initial B and we will not return to them. So it could be maybe important, as I said, to understand better the situation, because in condensed matter we exactly have, as I said, this feeling in the ground state. And then let's consider what we have in this case. Okay. So our right here, what we have expression for psi tx, right? So now we could write exactly like the Klein actually Gordon theory, this stuff. Difference is that we have anti-commutators for them, but we have same, absolutely same now notation besides spin part. So this is our B tilde, but as I said, because now we will forget initial D and B dagger, and we will use instead B tilde, just usual B. B dagger, B dagger. B tilde dagger, we will replace. Everything is like that. So we have this, and same story here. We have now this. So this is, will be, and we have, of course, anti-commutation relation. So we have this, right? So let me write one and two. Okay. In principle, it's a good idea. No, here is commutator, so it's not good. And then let me write. Okay, so I said, okay, force from this. Use now one and two on that blackboard, right? One, two. For psi x psi bar x equal time intercommutation relation. This already, but So we just have, E and force. Side, B, Y. Side, A. Side, B, Y. Zero. And from here, we get those anti-permutation relation. A, S, two, two, Y. So no tune up, no, just we could forget. And no initial B, no, just everything is. Two, five. Two. And, alright. And the rest. And permutators at zero.
There is it.
That real was. Here?
No, right.
Here?
Up.
Here? Oh, yes, thank you. Yes, thank you. North of that.
True.
So they are relevant. And now we have vacuums. So we have I remove tilde. Okay. Now let's in this theory, consider tensor energy moment. So our general formula for this guy is this. When I apply to okay, note that there are only in my approach, or special approach. Because I have in my Lagrangian only derivatives of psi field, not psi dagger, look there. No derivatives of that in this approach. Then I have only contribution connected with derivative of Lagrangian density with respect to derivative of psi, no psi dagger. Okay, it's a story here. We do not have those.
Now,
this, and we have this term, L, connected with actually surface term in Noether's theorem, L. However, L equals 0 for Dirac solution. It's easy to see. It's important thing. Look here. This is my Lagrangian density, right? But this is Dirac equation gives me this zero, right? So Lagrangian density equals zero for solution. And we calculate this guy only on solution. And because of that, we get this T mu mu just first term. It's simplification. Now let's consider how it works. This is our tensor energy momentum. Now let's calculate. We already know Hamiltonian, but let's compare with result which comes from that. So this guy is nothing else but T 0, 0. So this is substitute. We have Lagrangian, everything. And then we have, oh, okay, I could actually write answer. So this is this psi bar from that expression, I. Gamma mu, T mu, psi. Very simple, nice expression. So this guy, T 0, 0, just take this and put to 0. So this guy equals psi bar, I, gamma 0, T 0, psi. And now use to this expression, we just interested only in expression on solutions. Use Dirac equation. Then we can express this part, psi bar I gamma 0 d 0 psi through spatial derivatives and mark. So this is it's equal minus I gamma. It's exactly what we derived before for look here. By using usual canonical approach, right? But it comes from TNU. Now we can get more than that. Of course, Hamiltonian as usual equals just integral, right? Okay. Now we can calculate momentum net. And this guy is T zero I. Like we consider inclined order, just use this. And this is minus psi bar I gamma zero. And now this guy is di psi. Okay, I put minus because I is up, right? And when spatial, I change, I should put minus. I could still leave this down, but I should then put minus. Okay, so this is, you could you could rewrite in this way, psi is dagger I E I psi. Because gamma zero comes from psi bar and gamma zero square is one. Okay, so it just corresponds to this. Vector is psi. Very simple expression for this guy. Now we could calculate momentum, real momentum. P3S, this guy, and we have this expression. Okay, it's something we could now rewrite. We already know how Hamiltonian looks in how Hamiltonian looks in momentum space. So H will look like that. Again, no more tilde. So tilde became usual. And we have this S in P. So we calculated essentially. Before it was stuff. And in principle, I have those infinite constant. Two, I could try two V. Yeah. Okay. So now we understand, at least with you, that this minus corresponds to the point that in real vacuum, all states with negative energy dynamics fill. And because of that, we have this huge negative contribution. But of course, what we are interested in is actually we could take any reference point for energy. So we could, as usual, now in field theory just ignores it and considers this stuff. In this case, of course, energy of our vacuum, which was before tilde, is just zero because it satisfies this vacuum this condition. And we have correct A, B, equals this, and we have zero. Okay, now concerning P, it's easy to calculate. And the result is this. So, substitute P is again, district P, 2, I, Q. And now we have just P, which comes from this graph when you take derivative. So this guy comes P, and we have essentially saying And that's it. By the way, there is no sinam. You know why? Point is that in this case we have P and this three-dimensional integral, so it gives zero. But anyway, we have this stuff. Right. Now let's look at the charge. Operator of charge. It's complex field. So I think should write something here. Okay. So let me start. Okay, because we have symmetry in Lagrangian density, I will show what kind of symmetry, which we consider for complex, especially in assignment number 2. So L, our L, is invariant, no actually such a sphere under psi x goes E minus okay. From Noether's theorem, it's easy to find them instead of current. This is why famous quantity. In quantum electrodynamics, it's electric current in QED, quantum electrodynamics. QED is quantum electrodynamics. Okay, now Q charge is, of course, D3X, G0X, and this is nothing else but G, C, F, psi, bar, gamma, zero, psi, but this is, can be written, G, C, F, psi, dagger, X, psi, X. Quite simple expression. So again, we can calculate like Hamiltonian P. You should use in calculating orthogonal relations. For U, V, this is important. Right. And result is quite simple. So what we have is this. There is one starting point. So if you frankly calculate this, you will get this. What is important, look, order for B is different from order for A. So if we rewrite in correct order, with annihilation coming after, Then we get minus, because anti-commutator, right? Of course, we will get C number also. So let's try to write this U. And we have this A S E A S E and minus E S dagger and still we have this guy too. V this T number. Okay, this tells us exactly that you can see this is crucial, right? That those P operators, they're responsible for creating particles with opposite charge than the particle connected with A. So in electrodynamics, we have electron and positron, right? This guy, again, charge of our vacuum, right? It gives. So it has, again, same origin that if I use my initial B, then my vacuum corresponds to the field state. And then I have infinite number of particles with negative energy. And this is this guy. Okay. In principle, I have huge charge, like in condensed matter, I have under Fermi surface non-zero charge for electron. But I have ions here, right? As I told you, ions compensate the charge. We don't know what compensating quantum fields. It's still a mystery. Who knows? You know, maybe we have something like that stuff. Then gravity should feel, and we have. So anyway, there is no consistent picture at this moment. So again, because we ignore gravity. If we ignore gravity, we could forget about that stuff. Okay? But at least you see that it's automatically this great prediction of Dirac. That you have particles exactly with the same mass. First, actually, in his original paper, Dirac wrote that it's apparently proton, my hope. And people said, okay, but how proton so heavy, why it's so much heavier than electron? And Dirac answer, because of interaction, maybe. But then Oppenheimer and Weyl proved that no way it should have mass, even the same mass as electron, even including interaction, a kind of theory. And Dirac agreed. And then there was another prediction, new particle, which, you see, he got much more than he expected. Just that's one of the greatest discoveries made by theoreticians last century, you see, because it changed completely the front. New particle appeared after Dirac in 50s, 60s. Every 2-3 years, new particle. Sometimes three new or something. Then it stopped. Now it's very difficult to find new particle. Okay. So this is connected with this Q. Now let me consider states, what kind, how we describe, like in Klein, I will. Klein-Gordon theory we describe states, Lorentz invariant normalization. We can do actually raised here. Okay, again, let me repeat. There were errors. First of all, this type, of course, one should write, not there is ground state in this theory. Actually, there is no ground state in this theory. One should put no. And unfortunately, for example, let me restore. Painful. I can see some people. Okay. So I wrote this. How is that expressed through a B? Last, and I wrote minus is correct, but then I wrote incorrect. S E. I should put minus E here. Minus. So, and same in psi. One should additional minus for B. It's important. So, I was told. So, okay, now one particle state. So we will use F for Klein-Gordon. We use Lorentz invariant normalization. So this is vacuum, and we have then this normalization, which is we know Lorentz invariant. So it's very similar what we have in Klein-Gordon, but now we have additional Kronecker because we have, of course, this spin index. Yes.
In Klein-Gordon, the vacuum would assume to be Lorentz invariant.
It's Lorentz invariant.
Is it still true?
Sure, we assume so. Right.
But this R0 to those actually.
Sorry?
But our zero here was originally zero tilde, right? We just renamed it as zero. We had a zero, we had vacuum tilde, which we renamed as vacuum.
Right.
And the vacuum tilde was
okay.
Had lots of operators. And they can transform.
Many parts. Right. We have this energy, right? C. Okay. What this thing correspond to what is called cosmological constant.
partial.
It's Lorentz invariant could be. Point is that you could write non-zero energy in Lorentz invariant way. Point is that, you could do this actually. It takes some time. And formally, it will imply that under Lorentz transformation, if I keep this constant C for energy, I will get some phase factor in transforming my vacuum, but it's still that state. But again, as I said, I don't care about gravity, so I heal all these things, infinite energy and so on. So this guy's Lorentz invariant. Point is that everywhere I will write all things, for example, connected with transformation, for example, with translation, you can see. Because I kill this guy annihilate vacuum tilde. But this constant could produce only some phase factor, like when we have translation, which is not so important.
But I have a concern about when we derive not a current, so this vacuum engine can be in boundary conditions. So
no.
Can appear there.
No. Point is that conservation of it's independent of the stuff. When you want to consider that this guy derivative with respect to time is zero, this is just constant. It's zero, so it doesn't matter.
But yeah, we assume the field is negligible at infinity.
No, it's just you consider this. Of course, you introduce some regularization, volume, cutoff for P, like in condensed matter. Then you have constant independent of anything. And so it depends on nothing. And then derivative with respect to time, it's zero. So it's okay. It's still not satisfactory, of course, this cosmological constant, but it's different problem. It's quite complicated. Yeah. Anyway, we have this stuff, and now let's consider Lorentz transformations. Some, for example, could be boost of rotation. Okay, so in principle, we should prove that under general Lorentz transformation, this guy transformed like that, we already. We can do that. We'll use only one property of those functions I described last month. The solution. Okay, so let's start the chapter. Now I substitute this Fourier transform. Sorry. infer. Right. Now use it's like we already inclined border u minus 1 lambda a s p u lambda equal. This ratio. This is we consider line Gordon when we consider Lorentz invariant normalization. It's going like that. And then we use this star. To prove what we wrote with this question, that indeed it takes place. So use this, then there is one subtlety. You see, on the left hand side and right hand side, I have the same x. I always can do this if I consider some particular Lorentz transformation, either rotation or boost, I could pick up x on which I will project my spin exactly coinciding with boost direction or spin rotation. Then this guy does not change. It's like, maybe I should write. I can do this, it's trick to simplify for any now, assuming the axis of, I could pick up any direction for spin quantization. Inside, with that, okay, maybe it's parallel.
It's parallel.
Okay, rotation or we can do this, then it works. Otherwise, in general case, this could be changed. But I can do this. For any particular lambda, I pick up this description. I can do it. Okay, so I have this. Now, so we have this rewrite. This D three D over 2 by 2. A, C, S, B, EP, because this is Lorentz invariant, we know. But then we should put this guy here. AF. This is good because we know that this guy transforms in simple way, right? Transformation ASP times square root P gives same expression but replace momentum by lambda to the minus 1 P and here lambda to the minus 1 P, right? So this is good, just it's convenient. Of course, the second factor we should in the same way rewrite. And let's follow only part connected with A, right? And with U. Then, U minus 1 lambda psi x U lambda equal. P3P 2 by Q 2 EP and I have this stuff. Okay. 2 E lambda minus 1 E. And U P of A, right? A S lambda is the minus one P and U S P. And this exponent. Okay. So okay, now yeah. Right. Now take this is plus and so on, equal, introduce, use new variables, e tilde equal lambda minus 1, p. Then this guy is Lorentz invariant, so I could write e3, e tilde, 2, by Q to E P tilde. Now this stuff just rewrite in this form with E tilde everything. But USP instead P I should write lambda P tilde. And here, right, this is correct. And now again, Px, I could rewrite in this way. Most things, but the most show how I write. Okay. So I have here I. Let me rewrite. I could rewrite this guy as right, because Minkowski, the square is invariant if I at the same time transform this and this. So this would be rewritten like, of course, minus I P tilde lambda minus 1 x. Right? So I could rewrite this P tilde lambda minus 1 x. We almost done. Plus pair with B, I need it. Now almost done. Crucial property for this guy, USLP. For solutions, this I showed. U last class, US lambda P tilde is nothing half, like lambda 1/2 acting on this. So you see this lambda in argument, this is at the last class. This is now very important. Maybe I could write this. Okay, so this is so I use this. Let me write this like some four for example. Use four.
Equation.
And maybe it's better to write here, at least something will be clear in the very end. Written. So this guy. Now what we have? This equal. Now substitute this guy by this. Then I have now A S P tilde. Now I substitute lambda 1/2 U S lambda. Oops. Just the tilde. I use it. You see, no lambda tilde. And I have this. And same effect, right? Similar. But this guy is nothing else but this guy. Winner. So we wanted to prove this. So crucial was property, of course, this transformation law. And as I said, it's we lose nothing assuming that for particular Lorentz transformation, we always find the axis of spin quantization, which is parallel to the rotation of boost. Then it's important this index does not change. Like, for example, rotation around z-axis. Take z-z-axis for quantization. It does not change. Boost, same story, does not change. Otherwise, it's more involved transformation. There will be on the right hand side some sum of different operators with different things. But we don't need this. Then we rewrote it in this way, and then crucial this property. Just property of the solution. The change for such a boost or rotation of your momentum, you could rewrite as this 4x4 matrix connected with representation for your equation we described. So this was crucial, and of course property Lorentz invariance of this measure with this factor, and then we came to this point. So everything is fine here. So maybe it's full, it's already, and Limo should come for us. So it's, we should run, actually. Maybe we should go. Okay, by the way, sorry, I forgot today to bring, last class I brought assignment number one, but many students from McMaster were absent. Today I forgot today, sorry. So I will bring certainly next week this again, assignment number. Hopefully I will not forget.